seems to me that very often when humor is learned, usually in Chayilim, so the initial Chavura, the initial Maso Matan in the first Rashi. First Rashi in the Masechta, this starts the Chazara of the Limud, then Chazara. So the Rashi, the first Rashi, Shivas Yamim Kaidim Yom Kippurim Afrishin Kain Gadol. So Rashi says, Shekol Avoidas Yom Kippurim Einak Sheira Ella Boy. Kid Yolef Bahari is preparing Basra, the Chsib Gabi Yom Kippurim, the Chifra Kain Asher Yimshach Oisoy. But the Gemara Mefarish, Lama Mafrishin. So Rashi says, Shekol, it's a Lush, Shekol Avoidas Yom Kippurim Einak Sheira Ella Boy. I think it's a lashon of the Gemara Lamed Beis, the very last line. And the Maso Matan about this Rashi usually is that we have mentioned, I think the Rosh Weiss mentioned, but we didn't discuss as it deserves to be discussed. There's a Machlekes Balamor in the Ramban, right? What's the position of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Does the Kohen Gadol do all the Avodas Yom Kippur, even those Avodas that are not unique to Yom Kippur, or does he only do the Avodas that is only Mechuyev to do the Avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur? And the third sheet, the Rambam, that he does all the Melachas except for the Melacha, all the Avodas, except for the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. So the Balamor, as we pointed out, says that the Bale, the Paitonim, said they made a mistake because in the Paiton, the Piyot, they include all the piouses that we have in Yom Kippur. And it's not correct because Shekol Avoida Sayyoyim and Ekshere Ela Bekoin Godo. And that's many Rishonim hold that way. Tes Rishonim Dafyat Beis holds that way. The Ritva quotes the Shita. And the Ramban al-Nochama says, and what was the mistake that they made, is that the Paisas are in Masechet Yuma. So L'chaira, why would Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put the Paisas in Masechet Yuma? It didn't apply to Yom Kippur, but that was a mistake. L'chaira Ramban, Bil Mochamis, he says that the Paitonim got it correct, because the Chiyuv of Kohen Gadol is only on the Malach, on the Avodas that is unique to Yom Kippur. And the Ritva says, like the Ramban, but Midrabbanon, Chazal said that the Kohen Gadol should do all of the Malachas, and if the Kohen Gadol is weak, then we free him up from the Midrabbanon Bikidin. Okay, so there's a Masu Matan. Did Rashi take aside by saying Shekol Avodas Yom Kippurim in Ekshere Elavoy? So I didn't open up with this sugya. Number one, because sugya is later on in the Masechta. But number two, I felt that the Rashi is ambiguous, that you can't really bring a raya from Rashi. So Baruch Hashem, Matzasi Lichaver, that Rechiel Mechel Feinstein, son of the Brisker Rav, so he writes that leka lemashma mistimas lashon Rashi leka lemashma mari ba'avodas hayoy mamish usvirla, and he holds like the Ramban, or he holds like the Balamor and kol avodas hanas Yom Kippur. So since Rashi is not the diuk either way is not so clear, so it wasn't really appropriate to overload the Rashi, but we don't really know what the Kavan of Rashi was, and whether the Rashi intentionally left his Lashon ambiguous. Alright, so that, but it's a good place to discuss a little bit, Machlekes, Ramban, Balamor, whether the Avodas, the Avodas that happened Mechol Yom V'Yom, are they a different kind of Avoda when on Yom Kippur? Is the Yom Kippur give every single avoid a different status? So the Machlegis Rishonim, and the Menachut Rashi says. Rashi is difficult because Rashi quotes a Gemara that the Yachrenim have a hard time finding. And Rashi is difficult because he quotes a different source on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Daf Hei Amud Aleph, when Rashi comes to the same conclusion, so Rashi said that Valoi Kol HaParsha. If Gemara is referring to the pasuk that he quotes, he says, if what's the darshan? How do we know that Kol HaAvoidus, whatever that means, are only Kshavis Bekain Godol? He says, "Valoi kol aparsha ba'arvei nemra b'zoyse ve'arvein v'nosen arvein v'kiv arvein uvo arvein." So Rashi quotes the Vechiper that the Achronim have trouble finding in Harius, but the Achronim point out that the drasha that arvein that Rashi quotes is a drasha. It's a drasha currently in Yerushalmi in Harius. It's a drasha that is in Yerushalmi in Yuma. Later on in the first perek, the Vechiper Lefisha Kol HaParsha Mura Ba'arin. So Eini Ela Arin Atzmai Minayin LeRabbis Koyin Acher Tamalay Meshayim Shachay Say Meshuch Meshevin Abishchum Ruvagodim. So Minayin Tamalay Meshayim Alis Yodai. So the two drushas exist, but the Tzarechian, why Rashi quoted the different drushas in different places. But what really has to be understood in Rashi is what is the point of the Rashi. In other words, whatever Rashi said, whether Rashi is saying Shekol Avodas Yom Kippur, meaning those Avodas that are unique to Yom Kippur, or whether it means all the Avodas that are going to happen in Yom Kippur, whether it's a Ramban or Balamor, What's Rashi explaining to us over here? At the end, he says, "Mafrishin." Gets the Gemara later on, right? The Gemara before Shloma Mafrishin, Beisai, Niluim, Matan Torah, Shivas Yomim Koydim Yemikipur Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mi Beisai. We wouldn't have this Rashi. So, what would we say? We say we have a din later on, either Har Sinai or Niluim. Kedusha Sayyim, Avoida, whatever. So Rashi says, Shakol Avoida Simiki Poor Menikashera Laboy, Kiddi Yolev, that there's a din, some din that Aaron has to, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Malachis. Therefore, what? Therefore, Mafreshim. What's Rashi explain that we would know otherwise, right? L'chayra, I'll say in a sharper way. If you and I were writing this nusach, we would say, "Hey yois, that the kohen gadol is going to go into kodshei kodshim. Oh. Hey yois, that the kohen gadol is going to achieve kapara for us." But he says, "Hey yois, shekol avodas Yom Kippur menikshere elavoy." Sounds like that it's if you're doing, if you do 5 melachas a day. I don't know if you're doing 25 melachas. Is it really the riboy, just the amount? Shekol avodas, because there are avodas which are unique to Yom Kippur, and the avoda which is unique to the second day of Pesach, right? And the avoda which is unique to Shavuos. What's the point of Rashi? What's he explaining to us? What would we not understand? And if not for Rashi, what do we understand? It's almost that the importance of Rashi is what he didn't say. He did not say that it's kodesh kodeshim. Don't think that that's the reason we're mafreshim. It's shekol avodas Yom Kippurim ein kasheira elavoy. And then he quotes lechayra. He should have quoted the other limud that if we learn from kol haparsha nemar bi'arin. He quotes vechiper. So these are the kashas in Rashi. This is Tzarechian. I hope you understand this Rashi. But again, the first Nakuda, Lachar Rashi, is ambiguous, but we have to know there's a machlaikis between the Balamor and the Rabban, and that's machlaikis about whether the Avoida, the Korban Tumah, is it a different Korban Tumah, a different Korban Musaf, because it's on Yom Kippur. L'chora, one could have the following ha'ara. One could say that there are two limudim that teach us that the avoida of Yom Kippur is done by Aaron HaKohen. One is V'chiper HaKohen Sheyimshach Oisai, and the other is Shekola Parsha Nemra. Now Shekola Parsha Nemra should not give us a din of Tmid Musafin, should not give us the Kola Parsha Nemra is the Avodah Shem HaKippur. Kola Parsha Nemra does not tell us that the Korban Pinchas, the Korban Eisa Parsha is Pinchas. So again, the fact that Rashi didn't say Shekola Parsha Nemra, which he says in Dafei, would indicate that here the Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim refers to the Tmidim and the Musafin, all the Avodas, maybe not Truma Suggestion, because that's really the Avodah of the previous day. And then there would be a Chiddush that the Kapora that the Kohen gets for us is a Kapora which does include the all the Avodas Hayom, not just the Avodas of Yom Kippur. I don't know. I don't know the Miyashiv. This is Rashi. Let's see. Reb Chaim points out that there's another maila with the Avodas of Yom Kippur. Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam in Hilchas is in Dalet, Berg Dalet Aleph. He says, Higiyam li'orei noisin ha-machta. He describes the Avodah. He describes how we do the how the Kohen Gadol does the Ktiras. V'zui avoida kosher shebe mikdash. And then he writes, V'tsoiber es akteres al gavei agacholim biyodei lifnim b'machta. And he takes the akteres and he puts it on the coals in the pan. Kedei shetia akteres kuroiva l'oroin urechoika miponim shaloi yichve. And he has to position himself that the akteres should be close to the oroin, but far enough away shalai yichve, umamtin shom, ashi yismale yabayis oshen v'yetze. Umamtin shom, and he waits there, ashi yismale yabayis oshen v'yetze. What's this din of umamtin shom? Chaim says that's unique to Yom Kippur. That in the other, whenever the Kohen brings the Ketores, says, no umamtin shom, you bring the Ketores. So umamtin shom, ashi yismale yabayis oshen v'yetze. I don't know exactly the diuk, but the Svarim, it says that Rabbi Yeshua said b'shem Beryl that it's a halacha in the Ketores, not a halacha in the Kenisa leMikdash. And L'chaira, when Kudim said that the requirement of being mamten is I'm going into Mikdash, I'm going to Kodesh HaKodeshim. So I'm going into Kodesh HaKodeshim, My, I have to have a biyah shleima. When Kudus says halacha and kamin, I have to see. So the Masorin brisk was that's not so. The way Reb Chaim said it, that the Ketores and Yom Kippur is a different din, the din of umamtin. Some later mechabrim, so they say there's a similar din that the Kohen Gadol has to wait to about cannot continue the avoda until he gets the word back from the Sor LaZozo. In other words, Kiyul is a din that there's certain malacha, certain avoidas, and that part of the avoida is being mamped and waiting until you see that the impact, the effect of the avoida. So, l'chaira, it could be that There are two separate sources for the din of avodas kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. Again, without taking a stand on whether it is all the avodas that happen during the day or whether it's the avodas that are miyuchad for Yom Kippur, right? But but this certain avodas are independently are different on Yom Kippur, so that could in requiring the result, that it's not just the avodah itself. So it could be that there are, because the avodah is different in certain ways, that one could suggest that that's why there are two separate mekaris. The briskeros is at the end? Was that? Yeah. He said the word about that?
About the same thing, waiting for the...
He said that? Oh, yeah? Oh, okay, good, good, good.
He's arguing with Rav.
Yeah? What do you mean, what did Rav say?
Rav said, there's a letter here, it's in the Shirin Path Rav, it's
in the
but the Rav says, I don't know if that can be a case of being in the Gosh Hashem,
you have to wait for the, so he brings a raya from the Shirin Path Rav.
Because Rav's chilek.
Yeah.
No, it's in the general, you have to wait until
for the Malach, the Avodah to be complete Avodah. Yeah. So that apparently comes, he doesn't go to his father, he doesn't go to Rav Chaim. That apparently comes from Rav Chaim. In other words, that there, Rav Chaim made this Sa'ara, and then the Rishkirov and
the.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so that's Rav Chaim's boy. So the machleg is between the Rav and the Brisker Rav is whether this observation of Rav Chaim so is that a din in the Keteris or a din in Knisa La Mikdash. Right? Either way, there's a. If you say the way the Brisker Rav said it, so then it means that the Keteris is a different Keteris than Yom Kippur, right? Which is in sync with the Rambam Shita. That the Kohen Gadol has to do all of the Avodas Yom Kippur, that every Avodah Yom Kippur, it's the Malas Hayoyim. So again, now coming back, so what's Rashi pointing out? Shekol Avodas Yom Kippur Menik Sheira Leboy L'Chayra. What Rashi's saying is, we can understand Rashi from what he did, from what he didn't say, that the reason why the Kohen Gadol is identified, again, the reason why we're Mafreshim, so that's because we learn. Whether it's a din of Tzuma Salev, as we discussed, whether it's a din of Minoy is a possibility. Whatever the substance of the din of Mafrishin, whatever the Teichan Adin is, but the din was conferred on the Kohen Gadol, not because the Kohen Gadol was coming into Kodesh Kodeshim, that's not required, the extra Achana. L'chayr, it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a special avoda to the Kohen Gadol, like a special bechira to the Kohen Gadol. Hayoy said the Kodesh Baruch Hu identified that you are the one who's doing the avoda. That's what requires the extra hachana, hezra adover. Right? In other words, if there could be and mila da alma, there could be a job that many people can do that job. Okay, so and it can be done and on a certain occasion, so somebody asked me to do that job. The fact that they asked me to do the job as opposed to other people, so that's what makes this, that's what determines that I'm going to prepare myself more for that job. Anybody can do the job. Anybody with the same level of achana. But a yoyz, that the tzibur was machshev, or individual was machshev, my position by asking me to do that job. So the etzim fact that I was asked to do it, that I was chosen, I'm going to prepare myself, I'm going to give the job greater chashivas. So, l'chorah, that's what Rashi's saying. The fact that Rashi makes the point over here, doesn't matter whether it's kol avoida, hayuim shatin kol avoida, but the fact that it was either, and here it came to neschois, either it's kevan shenemro kol aparsha ba'arin, so the Kohen Gadol is in place of Aaron, so when the Kohen Gadol says, I'm going to do the avoid of Aaron HaKohen, okay, so now I'm going to require greater tzuma slave, a greater concentration. I'm going to require greater achana, because right now I'm functioning b'teiris Aaron HaKohen. Not because this Korban Tomid is a marchashu Korban Tomid because it's happening in Yom Kippur. Not because this Korban Tomid is going to contribute to the Kapparim Klal Yisrael, but because when I do this, so they're going to link me back to all the previous Kohenim Gedolim, all the way back to Aaron HaKohen. So I want to do it in a way which is has greater tzuma slave, greater rizbeinus. Or it could be that Hayois, that the Ta'eles of this Korban is to be part of either the Korbonis that bring Kapara, or part of the Korbonis that participate and the whole constellation of Karbonis to bring Kapara. So in Mele, if I'm going to achieve such a lofty accomplishment, so then I need extra Tzuma Slave and extra Achana, not because that Tzuma Slave or Achana is necessarily going to accomplish a greater Kapara, maybe, but again, because I was entrusted, so therefore that gives it, that's the Mila. The Mila is that the personal being entrusted with something could be the Kapara, could be Aaron. So that could be why, again, where Rashi, the point that Rashi wants to make is this Nakuda, which can be derived from any of these sources, right? And that would explain to us what Reb Chaim is pointing out. Chaim is pointing out that the umamtin shama means that the Kohen Gadol relates in a different way to this avoida. This avoida he waits to make sure the avoida gets done. The Kohen Gadol makes sure that before he goes on to the next avoida, he makes sure the avoida of the souls also gets done. So that's the Kohen Gadol was appointed. So Mimela, the Ketayra, Mimela, his appointment takes on the responsibility to make sure that the watch is over the completion of the avoda. Could be. I want to finish up with a possibly related aura, but a tremendous hakara satoiv to everybody that learned the opportunity to discuss these sugyas together. And of course, you all have a karas atoiv to Mr. Olinsky, who put together the financial resources to give us the greater incentive and to maybe answer some of the kashas that your wives and your parents were asking. So that's makes life easier to learn with Shuma Saleh. And of course, we're very grateful to Rablowski, who is be finishing up the Seder Lima tomorrow morning. But his presence, as we all know, and his accessibility, and Baruch Hashem, his breadth and depth of analysis is such a bracha for all of us. And we should also mention that we were raised every day with Rabbi Jonathan Feldman, who's a long-standing friend. And to have another Talmud Chochem in the Beis HaMedrash is mechazek. So, as an expression of my akoras hatoiv, which is again to learn and have the requirements of learning all the way this far in the summer. So that's a great gift. So I would express my akoras hatoiv by sharing an idea that I came to understand this year. And I think it gives a hesber to a very difficult Gemara. We didn't get this far. But on Daf Tes Amud Beis, with the Gemara that we're all familiar with, that the Gemara Chazal record that we lost the first Beis HaMikdash because of Gilei Rosh Yichaz Domin Avodah Zarah. And we lost the second Beis HaMikdash, the Lashon they're all familiar with, that even though Sheyosukin B'Torah V'asukin B'Gmilas Chasodim, but we lost the second Beis HaMikdash because of Sinas Chinam. The Gemara then concludes Melamed L'lamedcha. Now Gemara is making a point over here. The Gemara could have recorded these are the Averis. Okay, so then we know we have to work on that. We know that until we are master and make a tikkun and these averis, we're not going to get the Beis HaMikdash back. So the statement of why we lost the Beis HaMikdash is a standalone, valuable statement for us all to learn, whether it's to understand that Tzidduk HaDin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to inspire us to do better in all these areas. But the Gemara says, well, we're not finished. Lila Amedcha, to teach you. She'eshkulos in Eschinam k'neged sholesh averis avedazorg l'yoshich hazdamim. So, first of all, Tzarachiyan, what's the point of the Lamedcha to teach you? And second of all, do we understand at all what Chazal are teaching us? And if we think we understand it, are we fooling ourselves? So Do we really, does it really sit well within us that sinas chinam is connected gilrosh v'chazdamim and avodah zarah? Do we really hold the shkul is fasemes as in a sharp way? He says, how do you know? How did Chazal know? He said, we lost Mishkan Shilom because the Kayanim were taking advantage of the avodah and because of avodah zarah. So maybe you should say sinas chinam shkula. How do you know that? How do you know Shkula? Based on Mikdash, Rishon had many milas that the Beis HaMikdash didn't have. So, it's not Shkula. The Sinas Shechinah took down a Beis HaMikdash without Shechinah, without the Nisim, and I needed the three various Chamors to take down the first Beis HaMikdash. So, the Pana Vizhar Mashkiach, Rav Chaim Friedlander, he points out the Mahalach of the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon points out that it has a nusach that the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was the Lashon is Bevchinas Leia, and the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was Bevchinas Rachel. And the Gros Mirames the following, that Bevchinas Leia means what we would call is transcendent. Bechinas Leia means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself because he wants to be Megal himself. And Bechinas Rachel means that Klal Yisrael is involved in being Megal the Rebbeinu Shalom. Right? Now, Leia was the wife that Yaakov didn't ask for. Leia was the wife that was imposed upon Yaakov Avinu. Rachel was the wife that Yaakov Avinu had a bikush for. So, L'chayra, if we're to understand, this is the way that Rav Chaim Friedlander expresses it, that the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was the one who built the first Beis HaMikdash. He was the one who said, not David HaMelech, but Shlomo HaMelech, and it'll be through Nevuah, and he'll give the plan. It was all Kadosh Baruch Hu expressing that he's being Megal himself, he's going to make Nisim, so that anybody who comes to Beis HaMikdash can see the Gili of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he established this Gili, and he orchestrated the Gili. That's Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni was that we appealed to Koresh, that when Koresh gave us permission, we came in. That when our own people got in the way of us building, we stopped building. When we're able to implore Koresh to allow us, we went on building. So it was all in the form, the way the Svarim called it, in the Sirusa del Tata. Mashiach came, the first place it was in the Sirusa del Eila. So this is further expressed that the Bais Rishon was the Bais HaMikdash we had in the Vua. Kadosh Baruch Hu was being Megala, Bechinas Leia, he was making himself apparent. And the Bais HaMikdash Sheni was governed by the Anshei Knes HaGdayla, right? That after the first iteration, so we lost Nevuah, and after that, it was all in the Koyach of Amelus Vatera. It was all reestablishing the Teres Amelus. It was all in the Sirusa Doltata. It was the establishment of the Teres Shebal Peh and recording it and almost taking away from the Teres, diluting the Teres Shebal Peh from the Ki'ilu, the Shmira, the Rebbeinu, and now Klal Yisrael was the one that had to become responsible. It was the Bayis Sheni was when we prepared Klal Yisrael for Golos by establishing the Tefillah, by establishing the Brachas. So all of these developments of Teres Shebal Peh, Mishnah, the beginnings, the Heterah in the beginnings of the Mishnah, beginnings of the Gemara, the Tefillah, to some extent, the organization of the Kisvei HaKodesh, which began then. So all of these things are Klal Yisrael actively involved in being Megal in the Rebbeinu Shalom. But that's what the Gra meant, it's Bevchinas Rachel. So, again, I don't know exactly where this aura moves from the Gra to the Maral to Rav Chaim Friedlander, I'm not sure exactly, but the aura that the Rav Chaim Friedlander puts together is that in order to unravel the Isarusa del Eila, in order to unravel a Gilui that was being orchestrated and imposed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so one has to do activities, Averas, that unravel the Tzelem Elokim, that make us unworthy, that make us unworthy of the Gilui Elokus that comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that is by diluting the Tzelem Elokim. So a group that is involved in Shvichas Damim, a group that's involved in a Gili Arayus, it means that in order for me to satisfy my Taiva, I can take advantage of another person that reduces the Tzelem Elokim. And the Vaidazara Zechar is that I am negating the Isarusa del Eila. Maybe not by minimizing the Tzelem Elokim, but by diminishing directly and confrontationally the Gilui Kadosh Baruch Hu is imposing in this world. Masheni Kain, when it comes to Baisheni, so there we can say in different ways, the Bikush from the Hamaynam, there was a Yidei Chazoket, a Yidei Kibush, there was Klal Yisrael establishing a responsibility upon ourselves to assure the Torah Shebaal Peh that it will maintain itself. So by diminishing our ability to our cohesiveness, by diminishing our ability to have covet for each other, so that unravels the zuchus that we have for the Bayishen. So the pshat in Shkula doesn't mean that they're equally weighted. No, they're equally weighted. The various chamurus are ain't a diamond to sin as chinam. But legabe, what those averis did in that door, legabe, what in the basis for our schus to have the gili elikus that we had, so the three averis in their door undermined the gili elikus that Baruch Hu wanted to give us. And the sin as chinam had the same effect. It had the effect of unraveling the Gilui Elokus that we were able to be zeicha because of our bikush, because of our willing to be omil b'toira, because of our interest in establishing the tefillas and the brachas. That's pshat. Lamencha means to teach you that you should understand the character of the Bayis Rishon, and that it was a significantly different character than Bayis Sheni. There's a different. There's difference in the way that the avoda and the Gilui Elokus took place. As I find this to be kikilorin leinayim, because otherwise the Gemara is such a difficult Gemara, and lechayra it resonates with the two limudim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur could be characterized in two ways. It could be characterized as that the Kohen Gadol is functioning ke'aron ha'kohen, or could be characterized that he's functioning to achieve kapara for Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol, again, don't want to take this too far, but that these two models of Gilui Elokus exist, so that it would make sense that the Kohen Gadol would have these two characteristics defined within him as well. So Aaron HaKohen was chosen by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the Rashi is saying. The Rashi is saying that the Kohen Gadol can be characterized in two different ways. He can be characterized as the person who is taking the role of Aaron HaKohen that was chosen by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shekola Parsha never Aaron HaKohen. He was chosen, B'teres Navi, B'teres leader, whatever. So the Kohen Gadol is being Mamala Aaron HaKohen, and at the same time the Kohen Gadol is representing Klal Yisrael's Bikush for Kapara. Either of those tchunas deserve, I would say both tchunas are part of the role of the Kohen Gadol, and both tchunas would deserve a special Tzumas HaLev and a special Zbeininus for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Bigger idea, we should be able to, those of us who learned Kachem before, so I hope that We had opportunity to discuss things that we hadn't discussed before. And those from this is a first foray into Kodshim, so it works by becoming more and more familiar with the sugyas, by being able to, and by becoming more familiar and less frightened to learn the sugyas. And Bez Hashem, we should be zoicha that the more Kodshim that we learn, the more it will be a bikush that to Rebbeinu Shlom that we're preparing ourselves Mias Goel Tzedek, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will include these chuyas in addition to learning all the way through the summer, which and learning past Tisha B'Av. So in addition to that, all of these chuyas should be good for all of us personally, being with the chuyas and Kabbalah HaTfilas, and it should help Klal Yisrael speed up the Geula. And even though I'm saying this, there's a shiur later on tonight that's happened by Rabbi Rosenzweig, and tomorrow's shiur by Rabbi Rublowski.